Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thanks for joining me here on the weekend edition. Appreciate you all being here. And as you are maybe opening this on a Saturday morning, you know as well as I do, there were no games Thursday, no games Friday, a couple of days off to pause and reflect. Boy, so much going on in the world, and not just in the sports world. I mean, in the world in general. And it also gave me a little bit of a chance to pause and reflect on things. And one of the things I keep coming back to, we live in such interesting times. We have a global pandemic going on with the COVID-19 virus. We had a pause to all sports. And I will never forget, I was working a local sports radio show when word came down that they were going to cancel. You remember, it started with a basketball game, and I can't remember who tested positive or something like that, but they decided they weren't going to play. The teams warmed up, and then they went to the locker rooms, and the crowd didn't know what was going on, and they waited, and then they canceled. And then all of a sudden, that was the first domino really to fall in the sports world. And then everybody else went on pause. Things were canceled. Championships, so pro sports paused. But college said, nope, no spring championships. Some athletes lost out on senior seasons. Some are going to try to come back and play, although we still don't know when that's going to happen. But things changed. And in that moment and the subsequent days, weeks, and months now since the middle of March, we've seen things change quite a bit. We've seen the Black Lives Matter movement move to the fore. We've seen this year, if you live in the United States, we have an election coming up for president, which happens once every 4 years. And that has also moved to the front of the stage. And we see all these things coming together. And it's a fascinating time in history. For those of you who don't know, I actually have a history degree. That was my backup plan. I was going to be a history teacher. So I really kind of get into all this stuff. But what strikes me is that this is the moment in time, because of everything that's happening, that perhaps people feel most themselves in an odd way. Some people have been cooped up for a long time if they're quarantined, and they're kind of ready to explode, and get out there and be a part of things again and see a life that returns to something that we called normal before all of this. Now, I think our lives are all irreparably changed. I think we will have a lot of different attitudes about things going forward, and that's just the way it is. But I think people have these pent-up emotions and feelings, and they're coming out, and they're venting them, whether it's on social media, whether it might be in the press or however. And people are expressing themselves with these demonstrations and the political conventions. And, look, the country is massive. Of course you have so many differing opinions in different corners of the country. I get it. And the world of sports is very much an extension of all that. With baseball, some teams decided to postpone, some did not. Some made a statement, some did not. Basketball called it for a couple days and then said, okay, we do want to come back to playing, but it was important to us to do this. Hockey followed a little bit after basketball. And some other leagues have also done. It's kind of weird because there's no one direction given by anybody in all of this. Even within the world, as we talk about it, hockey, because of what this podcast is germane to. But there's no unified response, really. And the NHL seems like it's trying to come up with messaging and doing it on the fly because this is all so new. But I feel like people feel the most themselves right now. They've been in a long time, which can be good and bad. People feel the ability to express themselves probably more than they ever have. And that's not always the greatest thing. But you know what? It's what we need to do as people if we're going to really speak to what you hold as a value or a truth. And you need to be able to express that. And I think we're seeing that more and more now. People's eyes are opening to the fact that, you know what, just because you've grown up one way and you've lived your life one way, perhaps that's not the only way there is. And I think that because of the pandemic, because of the pause, because of where we are with everything going on right now, Now may be the one time in history where people have felt the most empowered to speak out on all sides. And so for that reason alone, I think we're, as students of history, we're going to learn a lot. And we're going to see a lot of things. There will be a lot of change, some good, some bad, some uncomfortable. But things are going to be different moving forward. I really can't wait to see where we go, not only with sports, but, you know, again, I'm American, so I talk about our election. I'm curious to see how that's going to play itself out and how that's going to affect everyone in the long run. But at this point, it's just so interesting to me to see that we're at a point where people are expressing themselves more than they ever have before. And I think that now is the time, if you are a sports league, if you are a player, star or not, doesn't matter, but you want to find your voice, now's the time to find your voice. And more so than ever, it is important to find that voice and to be able to speak out. So we'll see how things are going to go here as we resume play over the weekend and moving forward. But it's interesting that because of the way the playoffs are, the way things are structured, I believe that because of the pandemic, and it's almost like the playoffs don't feel real, that players were okay with disrupting their seasons and making these statements. I think in a regular year, they might not have done this. But because of where we are, because of what's happened, people felt okay to do it, and they felt like it was the right thing to do, so they did it. They didn't feel beholden to other powers. They said, nope, this is important. This is the message. This is what we're going to do. I don't know if we've ever seen a time in history like this or a time like this in sports, but buckle up because the ride is just beginning. That'll do it for this edition of Tiny Biscuits, and we'll be back again next week. Don't forget, on Sunday nights, we do the Talking Puck TV show, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock in the Pacific time zone. Mike Haynes, former voice of the Avalanche, will be back this Sunday night, or at least I think he's made it back from dropping his daughter off at college in Buffalo. I haven't heard from him this week, but we'll see. I'm sure he'll be there. So please join us. Also, follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and in my Twitter bio, you'll find the Discord link. Please join our community as well. It's a growing community, and we welcome everybody there, and we appreciate you being a part of it. Thank you so much. Stay safe, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.